This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, this is serious, and it's going to blow your mind. The speed at which far-right movements in the United States are grabbing institutional power should be alarming to everybody, but I fear that many people aren't taking it seriously enough. There is a real battle for the heart of Western civilization going on, where Russia, other far-right authoritarian countries, plus populist far-right movements in Europe are sprouting up, trying to pull the world away from human dignity, away from the form of liberal democracy that has allowed human flourishing, human dignity, better technology, an increase in lifespan. Over the past 100 to 200 years, we have seen a major increase in the quality of life. Yes, there are problems with wealth inequality in certain countries, but we do not want to be pulled away towards this Russian authoritarian populism, away from a more democratic liberalism. Well, we have a movement that is growing rapidly online of people like Nick Fuentes that are pushing the most extreme version of anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, hatred, misogyny. They want women to have less rights. Ideally, minorities have less rights. Non-whites have less rights in their eyes. Zero immigration. Actually, remigration, which is sending immigrants back. It is authoritarian. It strips away due process, and it is not what America is about. There is something very scary happening, though, because this movement is now making a move to grab broader institutional power. You have to understand the broader context of this feud. For the past decade, Ben Shapiro has been trying to keep Nick Fuentes out of the mainstream, while Nick Fuentes has been doing his own little anti-Semitic live streams where he spreads actual vile Nazi hatred. So it's no wonder why Ben Shapiro hates him. But in the process, Ben Shapiro has sort of created a villain that has grown larger than what he ever expected, because now Tucker Carlson and other mainstream people are platforming Nick Fuentes with zero pushback whatsoever. Listen, I have no problem with Tucker Carlson like talking to Nick Fuentes. I'm not going to freak out over that. But when you talk to him and you never bring up a single thing that he said in the past that is even slight, he never pushed him on one thing, then you are normalizing essentially a Nazi. You are normalizing Nazism. On top of that, I've seen Tucker Carlson push back harder on Ted Cruz, like a boring conservative politician who deserves to be debated. But if you're going to have Nick Fuentes on, you better debate him. So Nick Fuentes has been gaining legitimate mainstream momentum. In my Instagram reel feed, I can see what my friends from high school liked. I follow all my friends that I went to high school with just a few years back, and I can see what they're liking. Usually it's funny reels of AI cats or whatever, but I've been seeing people that I used to know like Nick Fuentes reels that have 300, 400,000 likes. This is somebody who is gaining legitimate momentum in the political world. He polls 50, 60, 70,000 live viewers. The New York Times profiled him. He's going viral at speeds that left-wingers aren't going viral at. Nobody on the left is really controlling the narrative on stuff. And the scary part is he is now trying to start phase two. He says phase one was getting his foot in the door, normalizing the belief. Phase two is having an institutional grasp. But just take a listen to how he describes it, and then we're going to talk about how this links to, remember the Young Republican group chat where all of those 20 to 30 year olds were caught saying they love Hitler? Remember Trump's Paul Ingracia dude who had to leave the administration because he said he has a Hitler streak? Just keep that in mind while we listen to the institutional power that these people are gaining. And by the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you want to help us push back against this far-right MAGA sphere every single day.
This is advanced.
This is the next stage. Congratulations, guys. We have penetrated the outer wall. The outer wall has crumbled. As the Atlantic said, the firewall has crumbled. We have broken through the gates. Groiper legionaries have stormed the first wall. And now the pro-Israel side, the conservatives, have retreated behind the next layer, behind the second wall in their concentric circles, in their tiered city. We did it. We won the argument. We beat censorship. We beat cancel culture. Our ideas are mainstream. We won the debate. We won the hearts and minds of millions of young men, and they're everywhere. 30 to 40% of the White House are groypers. You lost. Will Chamberlain, Shapiro, Mark Levin, you lost. You lost the conversation. We won.
Okay, so there are a few things I want to point out before he starts going into his plan going on from here. When he says that pro-Israel conservatives are the old wave, he's wrapping his ideology in something that is more palatable. If all of Nick Fuentes was just anti-Israel, he would be a lot less controversial, but he can't wrap his years and years of saying that Jewish people... There's a clip of him saying Jewish people will be killed if he gains power. They deserve less power. They should be deported. All this crazy shit. He spreads conspiracy theories that are not only bigoted towards Jewish people. If you think that it's limited towards that, then you are mistaken. Because what he said about Muslims or about women or about anybody who is not a Christian dude is despicable, and he wants to take rights away from them. He then says two things that I want to connect. He says that 40% of the White House are groypers, and he says that millions of young men are now being won over. So he's pointing to some Twitter thread that was saying that like 30 to 40% of DC staffers are going to be Nick Fuentes fans, or at least watching Nick Fuentes, which I don't believe this stat is true exactly, but I think at the heart of it, there is something that is true, which is the younger Republicans in DC who are aides and staffers are turning more to this far, far right populist movement. Again, remember this Politico article, quote, "I love Hitler. Leaked messages expose young Republicans' racist chat." So he's pointing to the fact that they are gaining institutional leverage, that young Republicans, and when we say young Republicans, we're talking about 25, 30, 35, 40-year-olds. These are people who are in young Republicans clubs. They're not actually like 17-year-old Republicans. But the people who are gaining institutional power, who are 15 to 40 years old, what they are doing is turning to this far-right groiper movement, and it's due to this acceleration. How do I even word it? Donald Trump's entrance into politics accelerated the radicalization of many people who, during their most formative years, paid attention to an extreme version of politics. Then you layer on COVID, which made a lot of people antisocial and isolated. I mean, I was able to bounce back and hang out with my friends after COVID, but imagine a young dude who never bounced back, never hung out with his friends. Kind of like Tyler Robinson, just goes darker, deeper and deeper down these dark internet holes. And then you're watching either Nick Fuentes or you're watching somebody. You're watching somebody who is very, very extreme. But let's continue to watch his plan.
And now we're taking it to the next level. We graduated. Congratulations, everybody. We won. And we have now graduated to phase two. Phase one, I had to be the human battering ram and blow the door open with the flashbangs and everything. I had to entry so that everybody else can come in. I had to break the taboo. I had to break the cancel culture, the censorship. I had to break the spell that you could still be popular being called an anti-Semite, a bigot, a Nazi. And I had to do what I had to do to achieve that. We had to make the arguments, persuade everybody. We did that. We accomplished that. Now what? I'll tell you now what. What happens next? Now that we're inside the building, now we got to lock the shit down. Okay, we're in. Groypers have broken through the front lines. We've exploited the gaps. We've infiltrated. We've penetrated. What do we do now? I'll tell you what we do. Get those positions. We are now jockeying for the most important positions everywhere, where it counts. That's the name of the game. People say, where, what, everywhere where it counts. So those positions at UCLA, those limited numbers of seats, their student body, that's where it counts. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, George Mason, George Washington, UVA universities, Georgetown, that's where it counts. College Republicans, Young Republicans, Turning Point USA, that's where it counts. You need to get into these institutions, get leadership positions. Where else? Political campaigns, state and local campaigns, national campaigns, statewide campaigns. You want to be on the winning team. When they win the election, you get in office.
Okay, he continues to go on, and I'll play it in 1 second. He continues to go on to say that they should hide their power level, hide what they truly believe and how extreme and radical they really are, so they can kind of infiltrate and make it to the highest positions in these institutions. He's essentially trying to replicate the model from this political article into a nationwide thing. This says, quote, "I love Hitler. Leaked messages expose Young Republicans' racist chat. He wants power structures across the country to be filled with his own secret gripers that he can eventually activate and then turn against, for example, the Heritage Foundation. In the Heritage Foundation, they had sort of a massive civil war. Now, the Heritage Foundation helped spearhead Project 2025. It's a massive conservative think tank. And after Kevin Roberts came out and defended Tucker Carlson and kind of defended Nick Fuentes' interview with Tucker Carlson and vice versa, the entire Heritage Foundation began to collapse. People began to leave. People began to say, I'm not for this Nick Fuentes stuff. So there's a massive divide in the conservative movement. And my fear is that people aren't treating Nick Fuentes as a serious political operator. People think he's just some goofy, wacky guy online. And he is. He is goofy and wacky, and he is online. But there's also a real seriousness to what is happening that Trump is normalizing. It needs to be said, Nick Fuentes is to the far right of Trump. Like, Trump and Fuentes aren't actually on the same political spectrum. Nick Fuentes doesn't like Trump anymore because Fuentes has outflanked Trump to the right. Yes, they had dinner, but they are not aligned on all the political issues. So there is a new far, far right movement, and this is them trying to gain power. I think the best way that we can beat them is to squash their ideas in the marketplace. The reality is, these Nick Fuentes griper ideas, all these far right ideas, they're not palatable. The average person, especially the average American, is not this anti-immigration, not this racist or bigoted or xenophobic. I promise you, this will turn them off because the way he says this shit is insane. Now, sometimes he wraps it in jokes, and that's the power that he has. Nick Fuentes is able to make things, and don't take this the wrong way, he's able to turn this terrible shit into jokes that go viral online, and then those jokes essentially gain him the attention and the power that he's gained so far. But we need our own way to push back, counter these narratives, stronger narratives based on facts, based on actual evidence. Immigration is good. Let's take a listen to this.
You're either on the campaign side, the political side, or you're in the congressional side. You're on the team. But we need to get in Congress. We need to get in, let's say, law school, the Federalist Society. We need to get in the courts. These are the positions we're fighting for. And in order to do that, you need to hide your power level. Don't be a streamer. We've got enough of those. I got it covered. I'm the best in the world at what I do. We don't need another streamer. Don't be online telling everybody your edgiest take. We did edgelording. It's not even that funny anymore because comedy was legalized. It's not even that funny anymore. Save your firepower. Don't go telling everybody how based you are in group chats, on Twitter. Don't go wearing the merch around.
You guys see how I think this is like a serious thing, right? A lot of people online think this is still a joke. I brought this up during a discussion that I was having with some political people a few weeks back, and they were like, dude, this is not a serious person who's going to gain serious political power. And I don't know, I see some legitimate strategy here. I know there's a lot of hatred wrapped up in this, but hatred has prevailed in history before. And what he's saying, he's strategically telling his audience to moderate their beliefs when necessary so they can elevate their positions. And once they see upward mobility among the fan base, they can then begin to gradually unveil their deepest, darkest, you know, ideologies. And the way that we win this is not to expose the people who believe this stuff, because then they're just going to dig their heels in. It's to expose the beliefs themselves. We go out there and we expose how awful these ideas are through debate, through winning with facts, through through discourse and through trouncing and pouncing on these people. But all I urge is that you just remember this. Take this stuff semi-seriously and understand that history repeats itself. Anti-Semitism, bigotry of this type, was very prevalent less than 100 years ago. It caused some awful, horrendous shit, and we can't let history repeat itself by being blind to open hatred towards Muslims, towards Jewish people, towards women, towards every single possible group, of course, towards Black Americans. So I'm going to leave it there. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.